This is Rich Rhodes. Coming up next on Mega Rock, your daily dose of local sports with the District 9 Sports Report, brought to you by Laurel Eye Clinic.
Hi, this is Mark Powell from the Laurel Eye Clinic, proud sponsors of the daily District 9 Sports Report with Rich Rhodes on Mega Rock. With offices spread out through District 9, the Laurel Eye Clinic is proud to support our area teams and athletes in all seasons. So good luck, kids, and go District 9 from the Laurel Eye Clinic.
For more information on the Laurel Eye Clinic, visit them on Facebook or online at laureleye.com.
The spring postseason in District 9 is in full swing this week, starting today with a handful of softball playoff games. In Class A, it's Cattersport at Otto Eldred, Northern Potter at Clarion, and Brockway visiting Keystone. In a Class AA preliminary round game, Johnsonburg is at Cranberry. Last Friday at Kane, the District 9 Class AA track and field championships went off with the Kane boys winning their fourth straight title and the Elk County Catholic girls repeating their title. Clarence Ian Corbett and Elk County Catholic's Nicole Florio won the James Manor MVP awards for their outstanding performances. Corbett won his third straight long jump title, shared the 100-meter dash crown, and finished third in the 200 dash. Florio won her fourth straight high jump title, won her second straight 400 dash, and was fifth in the 200 dash and ran a leg on the 4x4 winning relay. For the girls, Elk County Catholic's Hannah Whitman was also a double winner in the long and triple jumps. Monitas Mara Kimmel won the discus and shot put. Red Bank Valley's Brooke Hinderleiter broke the meet record in the javelin, 152 feet, 2 inches. That was her third straight title. For the boys, Clarence Lamb Wrestler won the 1,600 and 3,200 meter runs. The PIAA championships are Friday and Saturday at Shippensburg University. Check out the latest in District 9 on d9sports.com. I'm Rich Rhodes.